everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll get a look at the Western Conference in the Ontario Hockey League, as things are pretty wild heading into the final couple weeks of the regular season. Lots of playoff positioning still up for grabs, including the number one spot in both the Midwest and West divisions. But first, let's go to the West Division for the Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week, and it's Logan Brown of the Windsor Spitfires. He had 7 points in 3 games last week on the back of 4 goals and 3 assists and was a +2. He is eligible for the 2016 National Hockey League Entry Draft and took part in the recent BMO CHL Top Prospects game out in Vancouver. The native of Chesterfield, Missouri, playing in his second year in the OHL, a big power forward at 6'6", and will celebrate his 18th birthday coming up on Saturday, and hoping to lead the Spitfires to the West Division title this year, which would give them that all-important second seed going into the playoffs. Meantime, in the Midwest Division, the Erie Otters lead the way, but the London Knights still looking to reel them in, and at the same time, the Kitchener Rangers and the Knights have been battling all year for positioning. Mike Stubbs is the play-by-play voice of the London Knights, and I got a chance to catch up with him early Friday, following Thursday night's big game between the Knights and the Otters, to talk about that battle going on and the rest of the Western Conference. With Mike Stubbs, the voice of the London Knights, and Mike, first of all, let's talk about this race for the top. The Erie Otters all season looked like they were going to take top spot, but the Knights just seemed to want to say, hold on a second here, we'd like to be part of this conversation.
They definitely would like to be part of the conversation, and last night, I think that's the lingering message that they left with the Erie Otters. The Knights played a very good game. They didn't make mistakes, because the Otters love when you do. They'll jump all over those. They'll put the puck in your net because of those, but the Knights didn't make mistakes. They didn't take penalties. They were timely in their scoring and got great goaltending from Tyler Parsons. All around, you couldn't find many holes in what they did, and that's probably why the score on the scoreboard at the end read Knights 6, Otters 1.
And I think at the same time, being able to limit the Stroms and the DeBrinkets over the course of the hockey game has got to be a big factor.
Oh, you hit on it perfectly. And when you look at the line that the Knights were sending out against that powerful line of the Erie Otters, London wasn't going power on power. You weren't seeing Christian Dvorak and Mitch Marner and Matthew Tkachuk out there. You were seeing Owen McDonald and Aaron Barisha and J.J. Pickenich most of the night, and those guys were scoring. Barisha's goal came on a power play, but the other two scored even-strength goals, and that means that they outscored that line that they were sent out there to play defense against.
The number one line for the Knights has 40 more points than everybody else on that team, but as you see them, is that the big key for the Knights to have success? It's one thing for the big guys to get going, but when they've got the other guys chipping in, that's when they're really dangerous?
Terry, that's exactly it. And last night, yes, you did see the names Matthew Tkachuk and Mitch Marner and Christian Dvorak on the score sheet, but getting goals from Owen McDonald and J.J. Pickenich, incredibly important. Max Jones had a great goal last night. Max Jones, on draft day, when he was asked, you know, what do you like to do on the ice? What kind of hockey player are you? Those standard questions. He said, I like to go into the corner, knock the defender down, and have the puck in the net before the defender gets back up. Last night, he did it, and he did it to Travis Dermott. He knocked him along the boards. Dermott fell down. Next thing you know, Jones is in front of the net scoring, and he even drew a penalty on the play because Dermott came back at him and whacked him as he scored. So it was a pretty wild thing to see his little prediction come true, and Max Jones was a big part of the game last night. You had just effort all out from everybody. And then Tyler Parsons, even though he only faced 25 shots, he was named the game's first star. The degree of difficulty on some of those saves would have rivaled a lot of Olympic divers.
Very interesting there. So as the Knights are trying to reel in the Otters, does it feel like they just can't get away from the Kitchener Rangers all season?
Well, Kitchener's just that good. You look at the job Mike Van Ryan's done as head coach of the Kitchener Rangers. There is not a second of a game that that team is not prepared for. And you're right, they won't go away. They keep themselves in the conversation. And the way that things work out, the Knights now have 8 games remaining. 2 of those games will be against the Erie Otters. 2 of those games will be against the Kitchener Rangers. So it's almost like the Sarnia-Windsor dynamic, where if you want to catch a team or if you want to stay ahead of a team, you're going to get some opportunities to go head-to-head with that team. So I don't know who made the OHL schedule at the beginning of this year, but thank you.
Makes things for some exciting action for fans and broadcasters alike down the stretch. Now, you know, as we look ahead to the playoffs, we pretty much have no idea who's going to play whom at this point. You know, as you've seen the Knights all season and seen some of the other teams, even the Owen Sounds and the Sault Ste. Marie, and we saw Thursday night with Sault Ste. Marie going into Sarnia and beating them. They went into Windsor recently and beat the Spitfires. It looks like we're going to have some playoff fun in the Western Conference.
Oh, I think so. The unpredictability is the most fun part of it because, like you pointed out, Sault Ste. Marie might not be a team that gets a mention with London and Sarnia and Windsor and Erie and Kitchener, but they are a tough team to play against. How would you like to go into Owen Sound for a seven-game series and have to play in that building three times, knowing the way that that team can play in the building and knowing that if they happen to steal one in your building, it's going to be tough? So I think this is going to be awfully fun to watch. It's as much as you can say, well, there are five teams that could legitimately represent the West. You could make arguments to turn that into about seven teams, and that's almost everybody who makes the playoffs.
That was London Knights voice Mike Stubbs. Here's a look at the OHL's top performers for February. The OHL Player of the Month, Mitch Marner of the London Knights with 28 points in a dozen games. The Defenseman of the Month, Jacob Chychrun from the Sarnia Sting, averaging a point a game in 13 February games. He was among the players that took part in the 2016 BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game in Vancouver, as did the Rookie of the Month, and that's Alex Nylander of the Mississauga Steelheads. He had 14 points in 11 February games, wins the OHL Rookie of the Month for the third time this season. And the Vaughan OHL Goaltender of the Month, Jeremy Helvig of the Kingston Frontenacs. In six games last month, he had a 6-0 record with an impressive 1.88 goals against average and .942 save percentage, along with one shutout. From on the ice to into the classroom, the OHL's top academic players for February, Zach Gallant of the Peterborough Petes takes the East Division honor with a 91% average in grade 12 university-level courses. In the Central Division, Mississauga Steelheads defenseman Nicholas Hag is not only putting up a strong performance in the classroom right now, but has already been accepted to a number of university programs for next year and is expected to take full-time university courses while still playing in the OHL. In the West Division, 16-year-old defenseman Kyle Ogier of the Windsor Spitfires takes the honor with an 87% average in university-level courses. And we wrap it up with Marcus Phillips of the Owen Sound Attack in the Midwest Division, putting up a very strong classroom effort in grade 11 studies. That's the OHL's top performers on and off the ice during February. And that's our show for this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.